Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. We're holding Menachas Davov. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph, when it's trying to tell us why Treifa is different, because we find by Treifa, that is Hutur Mechlola, sometimes you're allowed to eat Treifa. What's the case you're allowed to eat Treifa? Says the Gemara, by Melika. Melika makes the Oiv Treifa, and Kohanim can eat it. Says the Gemara, Kohanim Mishulchan Gavoya Kazohu. As Rashi explains, it's considered to be part of Gavoya. It's not considered to be that the individuals, the Kohanim, were eating. They're eating Mishulchan Gavoya, they're eating from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very similar Gemara is brought down in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof, and there Rashi says, even stronger, Rashi says, Mishulchan Gavoya Zohu, Ve'etero Mishulchan Gavoya Hu. Aval Gabi Heter, Lo Yishkachan Deutor. It's a Heter by Gavoya. The Kohanim were eating Gavoya. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in a few of his Sforim, addresses in the Kudo and says, what do we see from here? So in the Asan Duraisa Klal Beis, he says, Akavono Bezeh, we see from here, the Achilas Koyanim B'Melika Einena Achilas Shelahem Klal. It's not considered to be that they're eating at all. Ki Im Nechshav Ke Achilas Mizbeach. It's as if the Mizbeach is eating. Kivan Mishuchan Gavoya Kazochi. And in the Sefer Shivim Ponim Latoyo Oistezvov, he has a little more explanation. He says it's considered to be that they're eating as guests by a shulchan gavoya. Someone who's a guest by his friend, and his friend is feeding him. Who's considered to be the owner of the food? The bailim, the balabais. That's mukhak from the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Ryan there explains it. The owner is considered to be the balabais. Is considered to be the owner. So the Kriyani were not considered to be the ones eating. It's considered to be, it's coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kriyani were eating it, but nitpolim legavoya misarchim l'shulchonoi. It's not considered to be a hedjot. It's considered to be that they're part of the household of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Sefer Gevurah Shmonim in Oistun Aleph, he brings our Gemara. He says, you see from here, the Kriyani, the eat mishulcha gavoya, is considered to be a shulchonoi yizborachim oichlim, chashiva achilosom achilas gavoya velo achilas odom. The Kriyanim eating it is considered to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eating it. And he continues and he brings the Shut Lachmi Toidov Mari Basan. Then he brings the Zoya. The Zoya Parashat Tzava says that in Shavuos, the Makriv Chometz, which that's the Shtei Alechem, Leisokoido Al Midbocho, to put it on the Mizbeach. So he brings a question, many Achorim ask this question, that in Shavuos, the ones who eat the Shtei Alechem are the Kriyanim. What does the Zoya mean to say that the Mizbeach is eating it? So he brings, the answer is, based on our Gemara. So it's considered to be the Mizbeach is eating it. And that's what the Zoya calls it, the Sukado al Midbocho. Because as if it's Achilas Mizbeach Mamish, and he says, V'yesh l'svar zot karyon segin. There's many other rayas to it. But this is what's mukhach from our Gemara, that the Kriyanim were able to be part of the household, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and considered to be that when you bring to the Kriyanim the food, is we're bringing Legavoya. And this fits very much with the Messiah Sharon that we always mention. When he goes on to explain the Maila of Gedusha, he says Gedusha means that a person lives his life together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To an extent, that when someone brings a Talmid Chacham food, is considered to be the Makiv Al HaMizbeach. Why? Because the Maila of a Kaddish is not that he's very, he puts himself in a position where he's Oyved Hashem, Yoreh Hashem. It is that he is part and parcel of Hashem. He connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's one with him. And that is the dogma of the Kriyanim, Mishuchan Gavoya Kazachu, meaning they're part of the household of Rachmano, as the Rav Yosef Engel explains over here. Anyone who wants to join us, sponsor the Shomach Shavashurim, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.